If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Russian missile strikes in Ukraine.
When the sirens sound, we'll go straight to the shelter.
Fallout for LA lawmaker over racist remarks.
She would be stepping down as council president.
Colonoscopies under the microscope.
This is a tricky study to interpret.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Ukrainians singing in a railway shelter as Russian missile strikes pound cities across the border for a second straight day. The death toll is up to at least 19. The governor of Lviv says power is out to most of his city after explosions at two energy plants. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has more from Ukraine.
This morning, Ukraine is still reeling from the onslaught, surveying the damage, counting the costs, and the dead. But while President Putin may have proved Russia has the reach and the recklessness to rain missiles down on civilians, his soldiers are taking a beating on the battlefield. We traveled toward the front lines in the south to Kherson, where Ukraine's troops have recaptured territory in a lightning counterattack measured daily by the mile. Oksana was still in a state of disbelief.
What did you think when you first saw Ukrainian soldiers here?
Happiness. She said, I was just very happy. She fought back tears as she described life under Russian occupation.
Today, President Zelensky is expected to urge President Biden and other G7 leaders to rush more weapons to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against the latest Russian onslaught. The Los Angeles City Council meets today after President Nuri Martinez apologized and stepped down from her leadership position following leaked audio that caught her speaking in Spanish, describing the young black son of a colleague as a monkey. Religious and civil rights leaders spoke out at a church meeting.
We as the people need to stand up and say, working with African Americans, Latinos, and Asian Pacific Islanders, we are going to move beyond this.
We see who's for us, and we see who is against us.
Martinez has not resigned from the council itself. The school superintendent in Uvalde, Texas, says he will resign by the end of the academic year after months of outrage over the way the Robb Elementary School massacre was handled. In a statement, Hal Harrell wrote, "My heart was broken on May 24th. 19 fourth graders and two teachers were killed that day as officers stood outside classrooms for more than 70 minutes after a gunman entered." Former NFL star turned political hopeful Herschel Walker, who's mired in an abortion controversy, will get help from a couple of fellow Republicans today. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
Senators Rick Scott of Florida and Tom Cotton of Arkansas will appear with the embattled Senate Republican candidate in a campaign stop here outside of Atlanta today. Scott said that he is on Herschel's team and is proud to stand with him. Of course, this all comes as the former football star is set to debate Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock later this week.
Herschel Walker's fate pivotal to deciding which party controls Congress. The abortion issue was front and center during last night's debate in a race to fill an open Senate seat in Ohio. Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan challenged Republican J.D. Vance about the case of a 10-year-old girl who had to travel to Indiana for an abortion.
If you get raped, J.D. Vance and others are going to say you have to have that baby. State-mandated pregnancies for a rape victim? That is so far out of the mainstream, it's not even funny.
That poor girl was raped by an illegal alien, somebody that should have never been in this state in the first place. You voted so many times against border wall funding, so many times for amnesty, Tim. If you had done your job, she would have never been raped in the first place.
Early in-person voting begins in Ohio tomorrow. 2 weeks after Hurricane Ian hit western Florida, the death toll is up to 129, and many who survived are still struggling to clean up after the damage. The estimated cost is more than $100 billion. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says a lot of the loss may not be covered.
We met Robbie Podgarski in Fort Myers days after the hurricane hit as he assessed damage to the Green Cup Cafe, which he owns with his girlfriend.
The waves splashed around the counters and onto some of the other equipment.
Like so many here, they had insurance for wind damage, but not flood damage.
Since we're in a historic building in technically a FEMA flood zone, our insurance would be more than our mortgage or our rent.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Pro-Russian hackers wormed their way into major airport websites yesterday and knocked them offline. Officials at LAX, LaGuardia, Denver International, O'Hare, and Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta say they notified the FBI and the TSA immediately, and there was no effect on flight operations. The possibility of a railroad strike that could cripple the economy is back on. The third largest rail union has turned down a contract deal with freight lines. CBS Money Watch correspondent Dan Lieberman has the details.
Well, the union agreed to keep working for now. The group that represents the railroads in negotiations said it was disappointed the union rejected the agreement.
The union says it did not do enough to address paid time off and working conditions. A new study raises questions about the effectiveness of colonoscopies. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook, a gastroenterologist at NYU Langone, says the procedure can save lives.
The people who were offered colonoscopy had an 18% lower risk of getting colorectal cancer, but no difference in dying from it. And that's lower than expected. But only 42% of people offered a colonoscopy actually got it. The people who actually got a colonoscopy had a 31% lower risk of getting colorectal cancer and a 50% lower chance of dying from it.
A legendary radio man has died at the age of 97.
And here he is.
He was a pioneer rock and roll DJ.
California's number one disc jockey, Art LeBeau.
In the early days of rock and roll in the 1950s, Art LeBeau was one of the kings of the airwaves. He had lasting influence, too. He is credited with coming up with the phrase, oldies but goodies. He also helped lead the way toward desegregation in Southern California with dance shows that brought together blacks, whites, and Latinos. LeBeau performed to the end. His last show was broadcast on Sunday night. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
There's a record breaker from the pumpkin patch.
It's the Great Pumpkin!
Anoka, Minnesota horticulture teacher Travis Ginger sets a new U.S. record for the heaviest pumpkin, 2,560 pounds.
Our spring and our fall is really, really tough. Really tough. So to do it in Minnesota, it just shouldn't happen. It's like winning the Tour de France on a big wheel.
Ginger drove his prize pumpkin 35 hours to the 49th World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay, California. He broke a record set just last week in New York, a pumpkin that weighed 2,554 pounds. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The son of an NBA great gets his own endorsement deal. 18-year-old Bronny James, senior point guard at L.A. Sierra Canyon School, is among five high school players signing on with Nike. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
To the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.